A very good morning to you, Chas Maloney. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Greg. Very well.
Excellent. Now, we're talking about social media and its use in the workplace. Can be quite a distraction. Businesses not looking too favourably on it, no?
No, we did some research here in Ireland, and we found out that 56% of businesses are actually blocking Facebook, and about a third of businesses are blocking Twitter. So what we're seeing overall is, on average, about half the companies are blocking some sort of social media platform for their employees.
That's
really quite a draconian viewpoint from our perspective, Greg, because what we're seeing is that the demographic of people working in organizations has changed. You know, the baby boomer group, that group of, 50-plus, are now mixing with millennials and now Generation Z. So these are people that are naturally and are digital natives. They've grown up using social media as their core platform to communicate and share information.
But you don't do it at work, Chris. Oh, Chas, sorry, I beg your pardon.
That's okay. Well, this is exactly the point, is that they do it at work. They do it all the time. It's natural. We've all been in a restaurant or a bar, and we've seen people, you know, teenagers or younger people, sitting there on their phones communicating to their wider network. Now, they want to do this at work as well because they want to share information. They want to collaborate.
Yeah, they want to share the fact that they had something nice for lunch and they're heading off to Spain for 2 weeks in a month.
Well,
they may
want to put an Instagram up that says, you know, I've had a great lunch. But more practically, from a Twitter perspective, they're looking at what else is happening in their industry.
Yeah.
They're looking at what their competitors are doing. They're looking at what their organization is doing. And that's their way of absorbing information. So while organizations are blocking out social media platforms for the average Irish worker, what that means is they're not allowed to communicate, share information, collaborate, and be productive in a way that they've been brought up doing.
So are we taking a hammer to crack an egg here? Maybe businesses should be saying, well, look, we're not going to ban it, but show us how you're using it productively and not just to sort of, you know, see what your neighbour's up to.
Precisely, and that's Rico's point, is that we're saying that, you know, you should look at the social media platform. It's all about balance. It's not about, you know, looking at Facebook all day long. It's not about using Twitter all day long. But it's using it for the right platform. It's using it as a collaboration tool to let people actually share information in a way that they are used to. You know, people like myself who are digital immigrants who have had to learn these skills as I've got older. You know, we've had to absorb that. But these people coming out of universities, we all want to employ the best people. But bringing these people into organizations and saying, this is how you've got to behave, this is how you work, because the leaders of this organization, sometimes baby boomers, sometimes the older generation, are saying, this is the way I work, so therefore that's the way you've got to work. Now, that's stifling skills and innovation within Irish businesses.
So social media, obviously, you know, it's a great tool for keeping in contact with people, but I mean, it's becoming more and more apparent then that it's a good networking, business networking and a tool, and a tool that can be used to enhance your business rather than take it away. But still, you know, if you walk into your office and there's four people with that blue Facebook page open, you're not going to feel things are being done productively, are you?
Well, you're making the assumption that they're looking on Facebook for a personal reason, but more and more these
probably a fair assumption.
Well, it probably is, but the point being is that because these people have grown up and learned using these social platforms, they can digest that information very, very quickly, and then they're going past the social areas and then going into the business part of it. Now, of course, it's not about having everyone there all day, but you know, it's all about keeping in touch. It's all about getting the right information to the right people in the right time, and these social media platforms allow businesses to do this.
Yeah, and so Enrico, tell us a little bit about your company, though, briefly, and then tell us how social media in the workplace works for it.
Yeah, well, from Enrico's perspective, we're looking at how we can make the workplace more innovative, how we can actually empower people in businesses, and that is across multiple levels, whether that be through processes, whether it be through the IT infrastructure, but more critically, it's about how people behave. So we recently announced investment in another 110 jobs in the UK, in Ireland, over the next 3 years, based out of our Dublin head office. And so from that perspective, we're really continuing to invest more and more in terms of empowering people going forward.
Okay, it's all very interesting indeed. When you spoke to these companies as part of the survey, did you ask any other questions? You know, as to why, or would they be open to perhaps looking at how social media can be used at work in a more productive way?
Yeah, a lot of organizations were open-minded to this. And what we found as part of the survey is that it's really the leadership within the organization that the demand, that dictates these policies. So from that perspective, what we were seeing in the subset of the survey is that if the leaders in an organization were of a sort of an older age, what we'd call the baby boomer group, then they had a very negative view about these social platforms, very much as that these tools are just purely social. It's about the what I had for lunch, as you said earlier. But more critically, where we saw the, you know, there was a polarization, that the larger organizations that have global policies were much more embracing. But also the entrepreneurs, the sort of smaller businesses, they also saw the benefits in actually getting their employees and their eye workers to use these platforms in a much more productive way.
Around about in and around a third had also blacklisted the likes of WhatsApp, Instagram and Snapchat. They perhaps would be seen as more social apps rather than having other functions. You'd understand that, would you?
I would totally accept that. You know, the use of Snapchat, the use of Instagram, you know, from a business perspective, there is a limited benefit to those, although the marketing teams within those organizations would also say that there's actually very powerful use of those tools as well. But most of the survey really was focused on the benefits of the core platforms, things like LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, where, you know, more and more these are being used as business collaboration tools. But I totally accept that there are some platforms that are really 90% driven towards sharing information from a social perspective.
Oh, very good indeed. Separately, you were in Wales last night, weren't you?
Unfortunately, I was, yes.
Wales versus Ireland. Ireland, hot favourites going into that game, 5-9, something like that. Wales outsiders. What went wrong? Was it an Irish team performance? Was it ref decisions? What did it feel like in the stadium?
It was a tough game to watch. I think, you know, the team just didn't fire. Mm. It was a bit of a repeat of the first half of the Scottish game, really. The team just didn't kick. You could play fair credit to Wales, who maybe stopped us performing, but I just don't think we were the team that we could be, and hopefully we'll be again next weekend against England.
It's the hot and cold aspect of it that can be frustrating, when you know what a team's capable of and then you see them not producing that, it's very frustrating.
Yeah, well, if you look at the 15 men on the park last night, it's not that far apart from the 15 men that turned New Zealand over back in the autumn, so it is that hot and cold aspect. It's frustrating as a fan.
What's the experience like in that stadium with the roof closed?
It was awesome. It was the first time I'd been there with the roof closed, and the atmosphere was absolutely outstanding. Everyone tells you how fantastic the Millennium is, and a lot of the players say it's the best rugby stadium in the world, and last night I could see that for myself. It was absolutely outstanding.
And there was a lot of talk, I don't know, rugby journalists talk about some strange things, but whether a roof is opened or closed was one of those things. Is it a factor? Could it be a factor? Is it about containing the atmosphere? Apparently it's a very atmospheric stadium anyway.
It is, but it's the away team's choice, apparently, that whether the roof is open or closed. So obviously we chose to have the roof closed last night. When we were on form and when we were firing in those small moments during the game, you know, the Irish fans brought the team to life. But it is quite intimidating when the Welsh start singing. It is a tough place to be.
Okay, finally, before you let you go, Texter says, delighted to hear this about social media. I wish customers would put their phones away when they're being served in shops. I'm seeing it all the time in a show, which is North Donegal. Height of bad manners, how times have changed. This is the flip side of it, Chaz. Update your social media while waiting for your change. It is pretty ignorant. That's social skills, though, isn't it? You know,
it is social skills, but we live in a 24-hour society now. You know, a lot of us sleep with our phones next to our beds, and we look at our phones before we sleep. And we look at our phones first thing in the morning. You know, this is the nature of technology now. It's making us permanently contactable. And there's an expectation that if you send a text, you expect an immediate reply. Why not occasionally just pick the phone up and ring people if you want to talk to them?
Okay, listen, Chaz Maloney, and fair play to the company. 110 jobs coming down the line too, which is a great achievement as well. But thanks for giving us the background to your research as well.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, take care. That's Chaz Maloney there from RICO Ireland.